What is up, mi gente? Hernan from Los Compas Podcast here. I want to give a huge shout out to our sponsor, Carta. Carta was kind enough to send us a few of his new gorritas that he's releasing tomorrow, and they're inspired by the Loteria game that everybody knows and loves. The caps also have an inspired trucker design for that gorrita look and feel, and he is releasing his first drop of hats tomorrow, El Pescado y La Cobra. The quality of these caps are amazing, the fit is great, and let me tell you this, man, the packaging is incredible. Make sure to sign up for the waitlist and pick up one of his caps, which are releasing tomorrow on the 11th. And once again, I want to thank Carta. Las gorras más finas. And on that note, let's get to the episode. Welcome, everybody, to a brand new episode of Los Compas Podcast. It's your boy, Compa Hernan, with your boys, Compa Miguel, Compa Moises, as you already know. But this is not a regular episode, y'all, bro. This is a very special episode. Special times 10. Special Pythagorean theorem equals MC squared, bro.
Oh, shit, it rhymed.
That rhymed?
But I'm not a rapper, bro.
That did not rhyme.
That rhymed.
Hey, I didn't script that shit. We are joined by a very special guest today, y'all. As you can see by the person sitting right next to me, all the way from the fucking IE, it's your boy, Caesar, a.k.a. I Know Caesar.
I Know Caesar, yes, sir. Hi, Caesar. Guys. Nice to be here. Pleasure to be here again.
Yes, sir.
I was just in here, I guess, 2 minutes ago. So, again, is the right verb?
Right away, what I want to say is I was looking forward to this episode, but my boy Caesar showed up to my doorstep and he was wearing this fucking jersey right here, bro. Chivas jersey.
I bought it today.
I almost closed the door on him. I almost didn't let him in. And then as you can see, fucking Miguel over there decided to fucking jump the bandwagon and wore his fucking jersey too.
I was like, how do you jump the bandwagon?
Shut up, bro.
This was saw me and he changed his shirt. He's like, I have this here.
I was like, there's no way, bro. There's no way I'm not gonna put this shit on, dude.
Bro, your team played today. You don't even wear the jersey. Come on, bro.
Let's not talk about that, bro. They tie. Tied 2-2 against fucking Leon. And then we got our boy Compa Moises over there wearing the fucking jersey too, but the wrong sport.
Niners.
He got the wrong football confused.
Bang bang Niner gang. Oh, you guys, we're talking about football, not football.
You didn't get the memo, bro.
Wrong one.
Nah. The wrong one.
We're gonna talk about men hugging.
I miss the acento. Sorry.
Bro, it's because this football team doesn't exist anymore, bro. I'm sorry.
For real. But we really appreciate you making the drive, man.
Thank you.
All the way from the IE. I know you recorded an episode not too long ago.
Yeah, we recorded today. We just finished. We wrapped up and then I came here.
Yeah, so my boy drove straight here. He didn't drink on purpose on his own podcast to save his appetite, you know? Drink on our podcast
They welcome me good here.
The fucking tall cans. Cheers, dog.
Cheers, boys.
Not only that, but we got a little something here. Well, a little bottle here. I don't know if you could read it. Los Compadres Tequila.
I'm going to have to Uber home.
Straight from fucking Tecate, Mexico.
I'm like, it has a sticker. It has a sticker.
Yes, sir. But yeah, man. Before we get into anything, I got a little surprise for you, bro. Are you feeling a little cold by any chance?
This room's kind of cold. I'm not going to lie.
It's a little freezing in here. A little under 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm glad you said yes because I got a little surprise for you, bro.
Ooh, what is this? I like
surprises. On behalf of Los Compas, Moises, me, and Miguel, we got a little something for you.
Okay, thank you, guys. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm going to say thank you.
I don't
either. I swear to God, we didn't phase through this. But for making the drive here, for joining us here on the podcast, I got a little gift for you, bro. I got a little gift for you.
Oof.
Since you're feeling a little cold.
I like it.
You don't have to put it on.
This is nice. I like the embroidery, bro. Who did this?
I did, bro. I made directly from the fucking embroidery machine to the table on your left.
Smells like your cologne. I'm gonna sleep with it.
I wanted to make sure that you remembered me by the end of this, dude. If you don't sleep with it, I'm gonna be very disappointed.
I'm gonna send you a picture. I'm just wearing the sweater.
Nothing but the sweater.
My room has mirrors like yours, like this, too. I'll just send a cute picture.
If I don't get that fucking picture, dude, I'm gonna screenshot it.
Poor Pikachu,
I'm gonna send
man.
It to. I'm gonna send it to all the girls.
That's perfect. They already got it.
Damn.
But thank you. I'll wear it later, but I don't want to cover the shirt up. You know?
Yeah, do whatever you want with it, bro. If you want to wash your car with it, if you want to wipe your windows.
Nah, it's cool. It's not the America jersey.
Ah, shit. No, actually, can you put it on right now? Can you fucking put that shit on? I don't want to see that. First of all, I want to congratulate you on all the success with your guys' podcast, I and Friends.
Thank you.
Shout out Saul. Shout out my boy Air Bear.
Yeah, shout out Aaron. Shout out Saul. I love you guys. Yes, shout sir. Out to I and Friends and all the friends that we have from there.
Yeah, man, you guys have had a fucking successful year, man. A lot of big things that went on this year. You guys did a lot of like promotional stuff with like movies.
Yeah, we did movies. We did people like big guests too that we never thought we'd have on there. I mean, it's like, it's kind of a blessing, but it's just the first year kind of that we're kind of like, you know, it's like a business, like a regular business. You don't see anything till like the second, third year. Yeah. I believe we're barely on our second or third year. One of the two. I forget, honestly. So we're barely starting. So it's nice to see like there's some more things beyond it, you know?
Yeah.
There's momentum.
Mm-hmm, there's momentum.
Exactly.
Except the last week of December. Don't fucking
don't talk to him, don't call him, don't text
talk
him.
To me, no podcast stuff that month, that last week, we're done. No, I'm just playing.
Off the fucking grid, bro.
100%.
No, but if you're a true fan of the podcast, you guys know that they've been doing big things. Like I mentioned, if you were in the city of New York, they were on the big screen in Times Square, right?
Yeah, we're on the billboard in Times Square, the one where the ball drops, so it's like the main one, which is like super cool.
That's where you're gonna be at, huh?
Off the grid.
I'm off the grid with the ball drop, bro.
When the ball drops, I'll be off the grid. Yeah, it was honestly surreal. It was like super nice, super grateful for the people at Spotify for making that happen, honestly. And funny thing is, like a lot of people don't know this, but Saul was gonna be the only one representing IU and Friends.
Oh, he was gonna be the only one.
He was gonna be the only one on the billboard, which was like super cool. And then maybe like 2 days beforehand, maybe 2 or 3 days before we left to New York, he texts Aaron and I. He's like, "Hey, we need to go do head. You guys need to go do headshots. You guys are gonna be on the billboard too."
Oh shit!
Bro, I didn't even have a haircut. I was still like working, I remember. And like the our friend, the one that did the pictures, shout out to her. She did them that same day and everything. Got him fucking edited. Boom, we sent him to Spotify. They put him on the fucking billboard, and then that was it.
That's fucking dope.
Yeah,
that's
it was like rap. Super rushed. Yeah.
You know, it'd be funny if you did the headshots in like your work uniform.
T-Mobile shit. Like,
no haircut, everything.
Damn, and I usually wear a hat too, so there's like, yeah, it'd look funny. That'd look funny as fuck.
Do you guys celebrate that same day? Do you guys do anything like after?
One of our sugar daddies, or no, bottle service tier, fucking Patreon people. Mm-hmm. He took us out to eat and stuff because like he's like connected out there.
Yeah.
For work. And so he took us out to eat, and then after that we went out to a bar, but it was like super late at night. But
oh, okay.
We walked like 3 miles to get to that bar.
Damn.
Yeah. Fuck that. met some nice ladies though. They were like they were with the shit. They were nice.
Okay.
Some teachers. Some treintonas.
I'm glad he said that. Well, it's a topic that we'll discuss in a little bit now. Yeah. But
it was super cool. Definitely. I want to go back to New York though. That was my first time ever. Have you guys ever been to New York? No. All right. Neither pretty much did I, because I was just there and like it was just podcast stuff like the whole day for like and we were there for 20 hours.
That's it?
Less than a day. Yeah.
Damn.
Quick.
You want to go out there to like actually enjoy it.
Maybe go for like a week or so.
Yeah.
Text some of the teachers again. Hey, I'm in your city.
Hey, stop by, bro. Yeah.
You got some extra credit for me?
Yeah, exactly.
You do the Tinder thing? Tinder, like update the location of the area that you're in?
No, I don't use Tinder.
Man,
yeah, that's how you do it. I just use DMs like Instagram. I just DM people.
Sheesh. Bro, yeah, he doesn't even need that, bro. He just has to go out there and look cute, bro. He's
that's kind of what happened that day. Yeah.
I like how he doesn't deny it. He's just like, that's what happened, bro.
I mean, he's eating facts. Yeah. I can't say no. What about you? You have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a fiance. Are you guys single?
Ooh.
I'm not saying because I'm interested. I'm just wondering.
Mm. No, so I just got engaged.
Like, oh, congratulations.
2-3 weeks ago? I don't remember.
I noticed
November 4th.
Nice. November 4th. Congratulations.
I just got engaged, but I've been with her. We're about to hit 6 years next year.
Did she rush you to do it? She was like, "Hey, the fuck are you doing?"
Bro, let's just say that the phone calls after the engagement with all her friends and family were about damn time.
He finally did it.
Yeah, he finally did it. And I was like,
oh, luckily you don't have to leave us as at the end of the year now.
She had a 5-year lease. She decided to renew it.
Nice. Yeah. She renewed your contract.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, she had the auto subscription on.
She forgot to cancel.
She forgot to cancel
she
it.
Forgot to cancel.
She forgot to cancel it. She did the free trial and then forgot to cancel it.
And then we got our boy Miggs over here. Miguel can answer first.
He's a hoe.
You look like a hoe. Straight up, you look like a
hoe. What? Yo, that's crazy.
I wouldn't trust you with my girlfriend. No, I'm just playing.
That's crazy.
You know,
I'm just playing.
I mean, you're not wrong though. Like, I wouldn't trust Miguel with your girl either.
You'd be too funny.
What?
Nah, Miguel's a straight up fucking scummy, bro.
Miguel starts making funnier jokes.
You can't. Whoa, why are you doing this to me right now, bro?
Nah, Miguel, explain yourself. There's a reason why we're saying this.
Yeah, Miguel, I don't know. In your past. Why? Well, what did I do in my past? I have not messed anyone's relationship up ever.
Remember that one time we asked if you found out your boy was getting cheated on?
Yeah.
And you do you remember what you answered?
I said I would join in on the action as blackmail.
Yeah, as blackmail. Yeah.
Not only will he not tell you that your girl's cheating on you, but that fool will be in
the action. Yeah, like
he'll be a part of it.
Like, you're already doing me dirty once.
Yeah.
Why twice?
Well, do it the way. What do you mean?
We could have still been homies after the first one.
Oh, no, so that was gonna be my question. Would you still have been the homie after the first instance?
Like, if he doesn't tell me that my girl's cheating?
Yeah.
Yeah, because like that's not his business.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, but now he made it his business by fucking. Like, bro, you could have left it alone. Like, I'll never be upset at my friends not telling me something because I feel like I'm pretty reserved and I feel like my friends also keep their business to themselves.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If it's like my girlfriend for like, if she's actually like my girlfriend, like I don't want to marry her or like I have these extra feelings for her, then yeah, you should tell me. But honestly, I'm a dog too. So like, I'm probably doing dumb shit in the background. So if they tell me now, I'm gonna be like, damn.
Damn,
she
bro.
She did me dirty too.
So Miguel and Caesar are a dangerous duo, bro.
It's the Chivas. It's the Chivas. I don't know what it is.
I knew it was something.
Is your family from Jalisco?
My dad is. Oh, he's a sense. Dog too.
Yeah. I'm 100% from Jalisco.
You know, you don't have to go for the team of the fucking like state that you live in, you know?
Yeah.
I don't live in fucking.
Look at this, bro. Why do we not want to be part of this team?
You don't even know where your team's from?
What team? Where is
Azteca, bro?
Where is America from?
Where is it,
bro?
Oh, there.
Do you see this sponsor, bro? That's what I go for out here.
He's
bro.
A bimbo.
This one goes for bimbos. This one goes for calientes, and this one goes for bimbos.
I got a quick sidetrack story about today. Speaking of bimbos,
damn.
So at work, I was giving a poinsettia tour today, and it was supposed to be a bus of 50 older women, you know. And I was like, okay, you know, it'll be chill, right? The bus pulls up and I'm like, this looks kind of weird, right? It said like the limo bus thing. And I get in, bro. It's a full ass party bus. There's like 3 stripper poles in the middle. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? All these ladies are tipsy already because they had just gone wine tasting apparently. And I was like, damn, this is lit right now. So they're like all partying there. And I'm just like, hey, can I get your attention real quick?
And then you started dancing on the floor or what?
I was about to fucking go on the Super Bowl, bro. After but I got attention? Scared, bro. I got nervous, bro. I got nervous.
What do you do for work that you're around older women all the time?
Shit.
I'm tipsy older women.
My team at IT manager, bro. You know, they don't know the IT stuff, you know.
Oh, they don't know how to work the computer.
Miguel has the right mentality when it comes to like things about girls, like how to walk up to them and shit. He just doesn't have like the ability to actually do it.
Oh, you're like a coach. You're a good coach.
Yeah.
Mm.
Exactly. That's fucking perfect. Your this coach. Was a good coach. He gives good advice, but he doesn't act on his own advice.
Yeah.
I fell in the execution 100%.
You get nervous or you get shy?
Both.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Okay, so
that's it.
This is perfect segue right here, bro. Caesar, did you consider yourself a ladies' man? Do you spit game? Do you got the riz as the kids are saying nowadays?
I feel like I have the sauce.
You got the
like the riz, like, because sure. I feel like the riz is going up and talking to them.
Yeah,
you know how to talk to them. With me, it's just more like I don't really have to do all of that. It makes it a little easier. But I don't like it. Like I don't enjoy like anymore. Before when I was like, I'm 25 now, right? How old are you guys?
Oh my god!
Never mind.
I plead the fifth.
Never mind. But when I was like 20, 21, 22.
Yeah.
I was a dog. Like, I'd have, like, 5 girlfriends and then get heartbroken when one cheated.
You see, that's what you have, though. Like, just hearing you speak, you got that confidence.
Yeah.
And that's, like, number one right there.
I think women love confidence. You could be an ugly dude, and if you walk up to them, easy.
He's got the confidence. No, bro, he sounds like a whole dog right now. I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. It's like...
That's the whole point.
It's like
To you, it sounds like he's just hyping himself, but in reality, it's just... That's him. That's who
it's because I know his game, bro. I feel a dog respect dog. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying it's bad, bro. I'm just saying.
It's like, I don't...
Yeah,
I don't...
But you're a dog caged up, buddy.
Done the pond.
It's age, bro. I'm 31, bro. He's 25. He's still got it. You know?
Nah, you go after 25-year-olds. Fuck it. You're older. That's already better. I go after older women.
I love older women too, bro. Respect? I'm just saying.
But know? I guess they're not older women. They're just older than me. That's the difference. Mm. Like... 28,
27. Damn, bro. That's like fucking, that's our age, bro.
3-year difference, difference.
That's younger than us.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. We know you got the confidence, bro. So do you consider yourself like a lover boy or like you said, you just straight dog, bro?
I used to be a straight dog. Now I don't have time to be like really fully like committed to being a dog.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I mean, you guys, I don't know if you guys ever saw the clip about the fucking, the roster and stuff like that. Like I had a roster, you know, and it just gets boring. But at the end of it, I'm a lover boy. Like once I like someone, like I'll be there. Like I'll take you flowers every time I see you, type of thing.
Yeah, that's a Miguel for sure.
Yeah, right, that's sweep you off your feet. I'll make your
Miguel,
family love you.
That's you, like 10 years ago.
Honestly. Damn, bro, twins.
This dude has enough to make a football team, bro. That's how deep this roster is.
No, I had a basketball team, just five.
And the bench too, or not?
Sixth man. That's
six
it.
Man. Six
I
man. Okay.
Six man. The sixth man is the one that you text once a week, twice a week, maybe. And it's nothing crazy. It's more like, hey, what you doing? What you up to? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I miss you type of shit. Like, when we're going to see each other. And then you set up a date maybe a month later because she's the sixth man.
Dude, this guy knows his shit, dude.
Yeah, it's easy. Women are easy to
Miguel,
understand.
Why are you not writing this shit?
Yeah, take notes, dog.
He watched the replay.
Like, this segment is for the people out there. But most importantly, this segment is for Miguel to learn.
Thank you.
Learn. Were you guys dogs back in the day?
Nah, bro. I'm anti-dog. Anti-dog, bro. No social skills whatsoever. Nothing, bro. I'm lucky I fucking found Monica.
He's like, I don't have to try anymore, man. I'm good. I'm done.
No, yeah. It's just confidence.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't have the dog in you?
I was just a very friendly person.
No, that's the dog.
Nah.
Oh, no.
It's the dog.
It's the dog barking.
Moises is straight up. This was a social butterfly. So this fool got the game. He got the Riz.
Yeah.
He got the Riz.
Bro. The Riz is easy when you're social.
But he's like you. Like he has the Riz where you don't have to try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's like, I don't know pickup lines.
I'm retired.
Yeah. He's retired.
I'm retired.
Yeah. I'm a retired fuckboy. So it's okay. I feel that. Like if I go like this, that's me coming out of retirement. But I don't do that anymore.
He's certified, bro. Certified.
This is
certified freak.
Shit. This is a certified check mark for a fuckboy.
All right. I want to paint a scenario for you before I do so, though. Another quick question right here. At the club, at the bar, whatever environment, I feel like from the answers that you gave me, I already know the answer, but are you more the chill at the corner kind of guy? Just like see what's around, or you walk up to the girls, you spit your game?
Honestly, at the club, I just go with my friends. Like, I just go with all my boys usually, especially when they were all single. We used to go out a lot, and it was just us having fun, and then... Yeah. A big group of people having fun attracts more group of people having fun, then that's kind of where I talk. But I'm not really one to like see someone and walk up to them. I've only done that once. She was bad. I thought I was gonna get rejected, no cap. I got scared. I was shaking in my boots when I walked up to her. Then I've never even really walked up to people like that, and I was just like, hey, I saw you, because I saw her looking at me and she saw me looking at looking back. And I was like, hey, I saw you from like across, and I just had to come here and say you're really beautiful. And I was like, what's your name? And then she gave me her name, and I was like, hi, my name's Caesar. And I shook her hand. She was like, no one shakes hands. I was like, no one, I guess.
I'm not just somebody.
I'm not no one. Fuck.
I'm not no one.
So, yeah, I'm not like on the prowl. Like, I don't know when's the last time you guys went to a club, but I've been a while.
I'm glad you said that, because this is the scenario I want to paint you.
Okay.
All right. So, recently we
I'm getting lit.
Shout out DJ Greg. We had a...
I beat his...
Yeah, let me see.
I think so.
Yeah. I told him that we got a bar that was set by DJ Greg. Every time we have a guest and they leave, I check how much beer they left in their can. Boy, I already passed them. And we're not even like 10 minutes into the bar.
I'm be lit, bro. I'm Ubering home.
Yeah. All right. So, recently, shout out DJ Greg. We went to a...
Shout out to DJ Greg.
We went to a fucking Indio and we had a great time, bro. We had a great time there. And my fiance, Monica, she wingman Miguel. And let me tell you, bro, I've never seen Miguel... like this ever in my life. My boy was a different fucking animal, and I think it was because of the help of Monica being the wing woman. Like she got him into situations that he wouldn't usually put himself in. But say we were all to go out together, we all go out to a fucking club, and you were the poor lad that got the job of being the wingman for Miguel.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy said the poor lad.
Got you, Miguel.
What is your strategy, bro? What is your strategy to be Miguel's wingman? Like, how do you get the girls to either him to go up to the girls or the girls to fucking go up to him?
I'd go to a group of two girls, right? Mm-hmm. Not a single one. Two. Maybe a friend group with just both of them or like that. And it, hopefully, you, if you're dancing, it makes it a little easier. But if not, we're at the bar or whatever.
We're fucked. Miguel can't dance.
I'll chop it up. I'll start chopping it up with one of them, and the other one's gonna feel a little left out.
Yeah.
Right. Because I have no issue just going up to someone and be like, oh, hi, my name's Caesar, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not trying to get at you. I'm just trying to talk.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, oh, and this is my friend, Miguel. And then, hi, Miguel, whatever. And I'm like, oh, you're so cute. I'm like, yeah, dude, Miguel's super fun. He has his own podcast and like all this shit. And I'll hype you up. And then the girl should be like, oh, shit, that's it. I want that dick. And that's it. We did our job. And we'll just leave. I'll leave you guys to it. But here's the thing, I'll take the ugly one. I'll take the grenade.
That's an important step right there.
I'll take the grenade because the grenade is going to be easier to approach for me to be like, hi, how are you doing? She's not even used to that. And then Miguel comes and swoops the cute one. Man, I'll take the linebacker. Been
facts. Holy shit.
Yeah, bro. It's a game out here. You just got to know how to play it.
So at that point, you did all the work.
It's on him at that point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but do you have any advice of what Miguel can do after that step? Because I feel like Miguel will go along with all of that, but then he'll just like flop at the end. Like, once he has a girl one-on-one, he'll, like, flop, bro.
Well, let's ask Miguel, what would you do after I leave you guys? Like, not leave you guys, but now I'm chatting it up with the ugly one, and you're with, like, the cute one. Like,
here, Miguel.
Where does the conversation go from there? Like, I already introduced you.
That's a good question.
True. That's a great question, man.
How would you take compliments? How do you take compliments? Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, he's, like, super fun, blah, blah, blah. Are you like, yeah, or do you push off compliments?
I push him off. I think in this case I'd be like, I would accept it.
Don't like really acknowledge them, but just be like, yeah, I got my podcast, blah, blah, blah. Like to have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what would you do after? What was the conversation gonna look like after?
That's a great question, dude. I'd be like, whoa, shit.
Yeah, he's gone. That's it. Get over. No,
you hear the DJ in the background. Party's over. No,
they do the chacal, chacal trumpets.
Bro, Miguel's just gonna be like, so what's your favorite anime?
Girls like anime?
Hey, what's your favorite hentai, bro?
Joe!
Miguel, would you bro a girl?
Would I bro a girl?
Yeah, would you bro
a girl? Miguel would definitely bro a girl.
Yeah, I always bro girls. What do you mean?
Damn. There's your problem.
Like, bro.
Bro, I don't know. I take girls like interviews.
Damn.
Like, professional. I want to show them like, that's me, joke around and stuff like that. But bro and dude, I don't really throw them out there.
It's but careful. Don't take it too serious, Miguel. Don't actually like pull out your resume and like hand it to the girl.
Yeah,
he just pulls it
he's
out.
In a suitcase.
Certified cuddler.
Certified
likes walks on the beach. Will make you breakfast.
I feel like we're just going at Miguel today, bro. I'm sorry.
No. These are needed advice.
Well, where are you trying to meet girls at now? Like, where are you trying to meet these women? Like. Dude, are you
the library?
Yeah, like the strip.
Wait, we're talking about the library
because the strip.
Yeah. I did say library.
Yeah. Right, I know what we're talking about. Yeah. No, we need to take Miguel to that,
bro. There's actually a spot here. I don't know the name. Saul and Aaron do close to your house, maybe 20 minutes or less.
Damn,
I don't live that life anymore.
Then you didn't take us
the holiday. No, not the holiday. I don't know the name of it. I can't put it out here. Because I don't remember. But that one's like, bro, they straight up go and like grab your dick and shit. I've never been.
Oh, Miguel's getting excited.
But yeah, that's what I've heard.
Dude, is it possible to have a strip club sponsor you?
With time
like have a fucking sponsorship by a strip club?
It's possible.
Hey, shout out to our sponsor, so-and-so. If you use our promo code Los Compas Podcast, you get 5 free lap dances.
That's a lot of fucking money.
5?
That's $500.
That's how good our podcast is, bro.
God, what are you getting paid yourself?
Oh, shit. And you get dollar beards on the fucking house. Well, not on the house, I guess, because dollar, but...
I'm trying to go there.
Any fucking strip clubs, they all happen to listen to this podcast, bro. Or IE and Friends. Sponsor IE and Friends.
The holiday. We were going to do something out there. We're going to throw like a... We're going to host like a strip club. Mm-hmm. But then we got really busy and we couldn't make it. But yeah, we even had like flyers and everything. And like they were like...
Damn.
But yeah, we couldn't make it. We like realized we couldn't make it that same day. We're like, we're sorry.
Yeah.
We just can't make it.
But, yeah. Fuck, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, let's make it happen, bro. Strip club sponsorship.
I want to make it like strip club. That'd be tight.
Like we could have a theme. We could have Blue Chew and a strip club on the same episode.
Oh, yeah. I was hearing you guys just talking about Blue Chew. You guys got that sponsor or what?
No, I wish. Yeah.
You guys ever tried Blue Chew? I'll be honest. I know you're the two.
There's a reason you're asking that question.
Because I'm wondering.
you've tried it.
It's a simple question.
Bro, answer yes or fucking no.
No, but I want to.
I have not.
I'm down to try these things. I'm not embarrassed to fucking.
I'm more of a what is it, a Black Rhino kind of guy.
Fuck.
Oh, gas station pills.
Gas station pills, the ones with like 800 milligrams of caffeine.
Jesus.
Yeah, fuck those pills.
Some light work.
Sometimes I'll die with one of those pills, bro.
That's too much caffeine, dude.
Yeah, I literally was like that time, you know, I was getting down business, but it was like right after like showering, so the whole restroom was foggy, and I couldn't breathe. I was like, and I had to like stop, open the window, and I was like, yeah, I almost died, bro. Dude. But after I caught my breath, she couldn't catch her breath anymore. I'm just playing. I pumped twice.
Hey, the cut. Bars.
We can end it there, bro. That's the perfect ending for the fucking episode. Right?
There's like five different girls thinking of the same thing. They're like, yeah, you almost died in the shower. Nah, you guys should try it. Blue Chew's tight.
Hey, I'm down. Hey, Blue Chew.
Blue Chew, hit them up.
Hit us up. Just send me a free care package. You know, you don't have to. I'll pay for the rest afterwards if you don't want to sponsor.
Use our promo code IE. No, I'm just playing. No, I tried.
Use the promo code Los IE and Friends.
Los IE and Friends. No, I tried it. I tried it like 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah? Dang, they've been around for a while, though. I thought it was like anything.
They taste the gummy itself, the pill itself is gum? Blue, right?
Is it, what
and
is it?
It tastes sweet.
Yeah.
It tastes a little sweet, but I think you have to eat it. You can't swallow. You have to eat it, and then that's kind of nasty. You drink water.
Oh, okay.
Wait 30 minutes and go to town.
Moises, bro.
Damn. I should have put one in for my Black Friday. On Black Friday sale.
Moises, you like pipe all the time, so you should try it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
I was going to say, he doesn't need it because he doesn't lay pipe, bro.
Damn.
What's your special move? You got a special move when you lay down pipe, Moises?
Yeah, flop like a fish, bro. He's just like fucking lean back, bro.
You got to Superman it. You know how like she's on the bed, but you're like a good distance away. Mm-hmm. And then you have to try to like be accurate and then you jump. You just jump and land.
Look at this archery.
Yeah,
bro, that's like crazy. Fucking.
If you haven't, don't fucking knock it until you try it, bro.
That's one sure way to break it.
Like,
dick,
if you can't jump, then
that's how accurate were you?
I took a few tries.
He fucked. He hospital, got fucked.
hospital visit later.
Yeah. Dislocate your dick.
If you're not accurate, bro, it's going to be deadly.
And your dick is just like.
dislocated it.
Oh, that hurt. You guys ever dislocated anything?
Nah. Okay.
No, actually, no.
Oh,
no.
Fuck. All right. I was going to say, knock on wood. I actually want to talk about that later. All right, my bad for changing the topic.
No, it's a podcast. We could change
it. Yeah,
no.
We're
going to talk about Superman, and then you're going to talk about fucking, and then we can take a shot.
Oh, okay. Before we fucking switch the topic, let's fucking do this.
Where's your guys' alcohol? I thought this was like a place to get drunk at.
It is, bro. No. Lately, I feel like I've been the only one fucking drinking.
I'll make you company.
I'm already faded. What do you mean?
I'm faded too. Low key, this should be hitting.
Bro, don't make me shotgun like 3 drinks right now.
You won't.
Oh, my man.
I'm fucking about to take some protein right now.
All
right.
This is
Wait, what?
There's a protein powder right here.
Yeah, I got Ghost right here, bro.
That's right.
All right.
Shout out to Ghost, sponsor us.
I'm good with that one.
If that's too much, I can take that one.
That's cool.
God damn.
Mama, no voy a manejar ahora.
Shout out to Caesar's mom. I've heard great things about her. She raised a wonderful young boy.
After just saying I'm a dog.
After this was talking about Supermaning on the bed and shit.
Cheers, los compas.
Cheers, salud.
Salud,
cheers,
salud.
Cheers.
Has a little bit of like a smokiness to it.
Yeah, it's like a smoky taste to it.
Yeah. It's not bad.
No, it's smooth.
It's smooth. It's not as strong as others that I've tried before.
I like tasting. Do you like tequila? You guys like tequila?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I like it, but
like tasting it?
Oh. I've never actually tasted it.
Some tequilas. Some tequilas.
You should just knock it back straight down at the bottle, you know what I mean?
Nah, yeah. like this one's fun to taste because it's like smoky.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like I love tequila tasting. It's really good. It's really fun. You get fucked up.
You got a favorite?
Favorite tequila? I really like Mancala. Mancala tequila is really, really good. It's just a little bit sweeter.
Yeah.
Think Clase Azul, but better.
I was gonna say Clase Azul is it overrated?
I don't like it.
No.
Don Julio 1942. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't really like expensive like soup. Like, well, I think Mancala is a little bit more expensive than Clase Azul, but like those like fast fashion ones, like
yeah.
Nah, fuck that.
No.
Nah.
Have you tried the fuck it? What was it, Kendall Jenner one?
818?
Dude, that shit's so fucking gross, bro.
Ass.
It's so ass. Gross. That shit's fucking horrible, bro.
It made me throw
That's
up
not
at
even
Coachella.
Real tequila.
Huh? It is.
That's not
it
even
is.
Real tequila.
No, well, I mean, yeah, who knows if it is actually, real. But that shit's fucking disgusting.
It's bro. All like, they're, like I thought that like those tequilas are all on the same plane.
Yeah.
right? Like Casamigos, it's, that one, the Wayne, yeah, the Rocks one, like Teslas, all of those are like, yeah, on the same,
oh yeah, yeah,
level.
I don't know how she could fail. She literally did it like in the where tequila is made, bro. And yeah, it still tastes like ass.
Yeah, I think it's the distilleries and the way that it's crafted.
Yeah.
She's probably just trying to push it out, like fast produce it.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, just her name's tied to it.
That's just me knowing a little bit about tequila.
My boy's a fucking connoisseur, bro. That one knows women, tequila, fucking all the good things.
I'm
in
just
life,
a
bro.
Fucking drunk, horny man.
There's nothing wrong with that, bro.
Nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm just a Chivas fan. That's what it is.
All right, man. Going back to your guys' successes, man.
Thank you.
One of the things that you guys did recently was that mystery murder, mm-hmm, for promoting the movie Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
Let me just say this right now, bro. I think it was bullshit that you were like voted out like right away. They like killed you like right away.
Just because I was fucking high.
They killed you like, you were like, yeah, the third person?
The first one.
Oh, you were the first one, right? Yeah.
Just because I was high.
Yeah.
They thought I was a killer because I was high.
And, yeah, dude. I thought that was bullshit, you know.
It's all right. I played it through too because I was like, I got to make it fun, you know? Like, whatever.
Yeah, no, that whole fucking video was hilarious. So
you liked it?
Yeah, I thought it was cool, but dude.
Nice, thank you.
If you haven't seen it, everybody out there, check out Ian Friends, their YouTube, their murder mystery.
Yeah, that one was really fun to make.
I mean, you were, like you said, you were eliminated first round. Did you, at that point, it's way too early to fucking really know, like, who the killer was?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any type of clue?
I knew exactly who it was.
For real?
I knew exactly who it was, and I confessed about it. I don't know if it's even in the video.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because it would have gave it away. But it was I don't want to say it in case people want to watch it. It's a murder mystery on Ian Friends. Go watch it. It's really fun. It was a whole production. Like, I think these guys took about 12 hours. Shout out to like Kickback Crew and Saul and Hans and all of them for like putting in the effort to like edit.
Because
it was three different sections, right? But I knew she was the killer just because like she was quiet when people were voting me out. She wasn't agreeing.
That's the shit that fucking I don't understand. Like, you were quiet too, but she was equally as quiet.
Yeah.
I think... Or she had maybe like, what, 5 lines the whole video?
Mm-hmm.
And that video was like over an hour long.
Yeah, and I got killed first.
And this dude got killed.
It's all right, though. I know who the real homies are. Now I do. The ones that didn't point, I'm like, all right, you guys get Christmas gifts. Only one person getting a Christmas gift.
That shit was, nah.
Yeah,
I thought that was dope, bro.
Thank you.
Like, all this shit like that. I mean, when you get opportunities like that, I feel like a lot of people don't take advantage of it,
mm-hmm,
and they don't really make great content out of it, but you guys did a good job, man.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
you guys did a good job. And shout out Saul, because he... did like most of the editing, right?
Yeah, him and the Kickback Crew, they were just there for like 12 hours just grinding it out. But I know Saul did like that last day, he was just in it,
you know?
But it's what he loves to do, so
yeah. Because I saw his post, him working on it, and I mean, I edit like fucking 40 like an hour videos.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take?
Not even long. I've gotten better at it. It could take me like 2 to 3 hours.
Okay,
sometimes a little bit more depending on certain things, but a video like that,
yeah, it was a lot.
I can only imagine fucking how long that would take.
Yeah, and you have to like also make sure, like they had to make sure like the angles were right. So like you could see everyone's death. Like every time she killed someone, you can see her blinking.
Yeah.
Which is the craziest part. Yeah.
Let's fucking bring out the conspiracy theory videos. So I knew this person was a fucking killer the whole time.
Yeah, I did.
Nah, that's cat, bro.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Moving on from there, I have a whole bunch of fucking not spiritual shit, but like I've had a whole bunch of like paranormal like encounters.
In here?
Not here. Luckily. Not yet.
About to bug it.
I was like,
not yet.
The fucking Pikachu starts like,
yeah,
acting like he's getting fucked.
Yeah. So going from murder mysteries, going from playing that game. I know you guys did an episode recently with the Unnoticed podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to them.
Shout out to them, bro. I fucking love them too.
You guys watch them? Or you watch them?
I do. I follow them on TikTok, tight, bro. I'm watching them all the time.
Yeah, Ricardo and George are cool ass people, bro. They actually went, when we went to the billboard, they actually drove like about an hour and changed.
Oh, yeah, because they're from New York.
Us. Yeah, and to say what's up to us and shit. Yeah, they're cool.
That's dope, bro. Yeah, shout out to them. Everybody go check them out too. And I know that's like their podcast. They talk about everything fucking paranormal, mm-hmm, just fucking anything, horror, fucking make your fucking hairs on your arm stand.
Yeah, some of that shit's crazy. Some things, like, they always pop up at night too for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I watch it because, like, it's interesting and I enjoy it. But then I'm like, fuck, someone's going to kill me tonight.
Are you, though? Like, are you a big fan of, like, horror shit? Or are you, like, Moises over here? Moises can't fucking handle this shit.
I'm like... What do you mean horror though? Like people like murderers. And
so I mean, are you a big fan of horror movies or are you into?
I don't like any scared.
You don't like any scared?
Nah, like Thanksgiving was a really good movie, but it was because it was a killer movie.
Yeah,
it wasn't a fucking scary movie.
Yeah,
you won't catch me watching a fucking scary movie. Fuck no, I've never seen it.
Yeah, like Moises says, bro.
Don't.
You got scared?
Never seen it either, bro. She was the reason for my sleep paralysis.
Oh, you had her on top of you?
Yeah.
Like that? You fucking... Oh,
you or what? She just whispered in my ear.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
At that point, that's like, not sleep paralysis, bro.
What?
That's fucking scary. Hell no. Nah. Yeah. I don't. Why do you not like watching scary movies?
It was the
worst
thing ever. Because I think it's because I have a very good like imagination, I think. And so like I close my eyes and I can just replay it.
Bro, me too. Yeah.
That's crazy, Cat, bro. See, you know what I like doing to this fool? I like saying him TikToks of like scary shit. So I did like two nights ago.
Yeah.
And that shit was fucked up, bro.
Still haven't opened it.
I did to him like, hey, don't open that last one because it's kind of scary and it's kind of late. And he's like, all right.
You like scary stuff?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Me and Miguel are both fans. We're big fans.
Yeah, I'm not a big horror. Scary stuff.
Bro, I'm in the wrong podcast.
No, you should go.
Scary movies. You guys like soccer. I'm going to start a new one.
Bro, that's like anime.
Over there, they like watch soccer hard. And I'm not a.
He's fake, bro. See, he shouldn't even be wearing that jersey.
My sugar mama gave me this jersey, and she took me to a Chivas game. So yeah, so I have it. But I don't know teams and shit, so I feel left out half the time when they start talking about soccer. I'm like,
yeah,
I get low key mad, low key salty. I'm like, talk about soccer, something else.
Soccer fans are crazy, bro.
Yeah,
they're low key crazy. Have you ever? I know you're not a big fan of horror movies. And you don't like getting scared, but sometimes you don't have control over it, you know? I don't know if you've ever had any like paranormal encounters in your life, like anything fucking weird or spooky. Spooky that's happened to you?
Scary like that? Let's see. Let me dig deep into my childhood traumas and figure that one out. I'm gonna start
Let's
crying.
Go where you don't want to go.
Why'd my mom do that shit? No, I don't think so. I don't think scary wise. I think like Moises, like I scare myself. Like to get to my mom's house, like you have to walk through the street, and the street maybe there's like seven houses before you get to mine, so it's pretty long. And I started thinking it was like 3 a.m, and I was like, "Fuck, it's the wicked hour, or whatever."
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
I was like, "The Yorona's gonna fucking find me right now, fucking kill me."
Hell.
And so I start thinking that, and more, and I'm turning the corner, I'm walking to my mom's house, and I'm thinking it, and I'm like, I just booked it. That little short span, I fucking ran to my house. But I've never been scared by like.
Yeah, but actually, yeah.
Shit. Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, you guys.
Do you visit Mexico at all?
No.
No? Miguel, my bad.
I saw that Pikachu move right now.
Fucking toss that shit, bro.
Pobrecito, man. Pobrecito.
My head turns without me turning.
Hey, yo, hey.
Yo, like.
Wow, that's scary.
Like, I want to experience some shit, but. You haven't like, I have experienced some shit, but not anything like drastic.
Yeah,
like you're in the wrong house, Caesar. I would get out.
No, not this house. My parents' house. Really? My parents' house.
Don't ever his parents' house. Don't ever visit.
You're haunted.
I don't.
It doesn't matter the house, bro. He's haunted. He's haunted. Bro.
Nah,
it's him.
Cause he's an America fan.
Honestly, bro.
So if I'm a Chivas fan, I get cleansed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
By a bunch of dudes, but yeah.
Nah. To keep it.
Hey yo. Yo.
Only Chivas fans would say shit like that, bro.
We're sus, bro. It's all right.
Yeah, for real.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, it's okay.
I've never had anything like drastic happen to me. I've said this story a lot of times on the podcast, but I've heard like babies crying, like in my parents' house,
bro. Fuck that.
Like shit that you shouldn't hear.
He said, "I have never heard anything drastic. Just babies crying in my fucking house, bro."
Yeah, bro. Like footsteps. So our fucking house has this thing where like our whole family is downstairs, like chilling, eating, or just talking, and we know there's nobody upstairs, but you hear footsteps every single like every day.
And y'all just keep eating.
Yeah, it's like nothing, bro.
What the fuck?
Because it like happens. It legit happens every fucking day. So like I don't know if it's like some shit with the fucking AC or whatever it may be, or if it's like actually,
this guy said
like,
the AC. This guy said it's.
But
the
it's
AC.
Like actual footsteps. Like you could hear like the
yeah. Boom, so the boom, like. Boom. When you know that there's somebody up there, you hear them walk, you hear those same exact like sounds, that same footsteps. But when you know everybody's downstairs and nobody's upstairs, and you hear those same steps, you kind of wonder what the fuck that shit is. You know?
I wouldn't stay there to wonder. I'll leave. What do you do if your house was haunted? Like, let's say, you buy a house with your fiance, you guys move out. It's haunted.
I've asked myself that same question, and I want to know what you guys think too. Say, because
I ain't gonna visit you, that's for damn sure.
That's not my question, though. That's not my question. My question is, because houses are fucking expensive nowadays. Everybody's saying nowadays that like nobody can afford a home. Right. If you come across a home that's fucking cheap, bro, like cheap, they sell it to you a good ass deal, nice ass house, everything you want
with a pool in the back,
but with the pool in the back, fucking jacuzzi, everything, bro.
Basketball
anything,
court.
Anything you need.
Drake's house.
But the house is haunted. Would you take it?
But you don't know the house is haunted, or do you already know the house is haunted?
No, you know the house
is
haunted.
Oh, you know
the house is haunted.
But how haunted?
Like,
how haunted?
In the contract, it tells you like...
Yeah, house is haunted.
By the way,
it's you might hear babies cry.
Sue us.
Like in the contract, small fine print, haunted house discount.
And it says...
you haunted house discount.
And it gives you a disclaimer of what you might see. So it's like, disclaimer, you might hear babies cry, footsteps when no one's home, and...
Full body apparitions.
Yeah, full body apparitions. Yeah. Like you'll see...
portal might open to the afterlife.
Exactly. You might see... El Compa Diablo. Once in a while?
That would be fun, actually.
Yeah?
A portal to afterlife sounds fun.
Are you going in it?
Yeah, I'd probably go in it.
That sounds like some Minecraft shit, bro.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, bro. Just pretend it's a game.
To the underworld?
Pretend it's a simulation, bro. Just fucking go in.
We are in a simulation.
It's all good. Exactly, see?
My boy.
Okay, so you're buying the house?
Caesar is a Chivas NPC.
Yeah,
you're buying the house, Miguel.
I'm buying the house.
Are you buying the house, Miguel?
That's scary, bro.
I'm buying the house, too, bro. I'm buying the house.
That's a hard pass on
Look,
my
hand. You will not... find another house this cheap ever in your life, this nice.
Yeah, but I might live to be my full life.
You know what? I'll buy the house and I'll beat the fuck out the ghost.
But like how though?
Somehow.
What if he beats you off though?
But if he beats me off, then we're homies. He's probably a Chivas fan.
They like that scary movie 2 scene where the fucking girl is getting banged by the ghost.
Have you guys ever seen the Joe Coy special when he's talking about like getting ghost bukkake'd?
No.
I don't think so. About the sleep apnea. Like,
That's more. Yeah.
You're giving Miguel more reason to fucking buy the house.
You want
to
get a fucking That's ghost bukkake?
No, I have a mask on, all right? It protects me.
Now you do. You haven't for the past 10 years, though, bro.
Wait, someone says you're not buying the house?
Fuck no.
You're not buying the house either?
Fuck no.
Come on, bro.
I can't deal with a ghost in my house.
But like you said, like you don't know if it's a bad ghost. Like, what if it's a chill ass ghost?
But if it says you hear babies crying, I don't want to hear that, bro.
Maybe it got knocked up, bro.
I mean, possibly, but it's not my baby crying. It's my baby's not even in my house that day. What if he's with his mom?
True. He's not wrong.
We got to take care of that baby ghost.
Would you have to take care of it?
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to take care of it.
No, he died because they didn't feed him. So you're good.
No, you don't have to feed a fucking ghost. What are you going to get? Like, what can you feed a fucking ghost?
But if it was a baby ghost, it's easier to beat up.
What I meant was that the ghost had a baby, you know, like a baby dick, you know. I mean, sorry, ghost dick.
What? What the fuck? You do say the most out-of-pocket stuff.
Yo, we're the ones drinking.
Bro, this is true. We're the ones done with this shit.
Hey, I'm drinking too, bro. Come on.
I mean, I feel like I could drink for you. Can you drink? Are you a good drinker?
I think so. They don't think so, bro.
He's not.
Look. I'm gonna repeat the statement that Miguel said a while back. Out of us three, Moises has been the only one that's been carried out because he got so drunk.
Damn.
Because I like to party and I like to have fun.
I like you.
But we also like to party. We also get fucked up, but we don't gotta get carried out.
No, you
out.
Guys don't. You guys don't.
Bro,
they little boys.
Actually, when you guys get drunk, you guys cry.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with
that? That was the old me. That was the old me, bro. This past me, I was throwing it back at the club, bro. What do you mean?
When you guys get...
So, I'd rather be carried out than be...
Carried on?
The fuck is this guy crying again?
Hey, Caesar, I don't like that you were laughing there, bro. What, is there a problem with crying? No. is there an issue here?
It's just funny to think about that shit happening at the club. Like, what do you cry about?
Well, we wouldn't cry at the club. We'd cry like at a home setting.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been carried
out of a club. We respect the club, you know? Mm-hmm. It's at your boy's house where you have house parties. That's when.
Yeah, you could disrespect the fuck out of that.
Yeah, there's no limit there.
Yeah.
It's funny because he's gotten fucked up, not at his own house, at other people's houses.
I've never been fucked up at my own house.
Me neither.
It's crazy.
Because I respect my house.
You respect your pad. But at the homie's pad, I'll throw up on the fucking lawn. I don't give a fuck.
Hell yeah, bro.
Tell him.
I'll clean it next day.
It's fair game.
Shout out Anand.
It's fair game. So my fiance, she the first time I met her family, I met her brother-in-law, like, and all of her sisters.
All of us.
Everybody, first time. She denies it, but she served me shots like every 5 minutes. I swear, bro. And I got so fucked up, I threw up on their couch. First day I met them. bro. This shit was horrible.
It's all right, bro. I've been there.
It's not my fault, bro. It's her fault.
Yeah, I threw up on a baby's car seat.
What the?
What?
Yeah, damn, shout out that baby.
No, I threw up in their car. Oh, I remember that one.
Whose car?
Back, I don't even know when this was. This is at Jesus' house. Remember, Miguel?
Oh God,
bro!
I threw up in the back seat because I had knocked out bad night.
He lost his phone in a field, man. It was like a mission to find.
Yeah, my phone got lost in an orchard.
Moises is known to lose his phone.
Oh, for real?
Every time
I lose my wallet,
it's either lost or it gets stolen.
Damn, I lose my wallet.
Yeah, that's even worse.
I've lost
even worse.
Very expensive wallets. I just use a cheap ass wallet. Yeah. I'm done losing.
No more Versace, no more Gucci.
One was I always buy. It's not like I spend money like stupidly. It's like usually like a birthday or something. I buy myself something nice, or I bought myself a Gucci one, then my sister gave me a Louis Vuitton one.
Okay.
And I lost it that same week.
Oh,
she doesn't know this. I don't know. Hopefully she doesn't watch this. And then I had to go buy one like that same week. So like she bought one, and then I got the second one, and like she didn't even realize. And then maybe like 2 years later, I lose it again. And then that year I lost the Gucci wallet again. And then I bought one more expensive wallet, a Goyard one. And I don't know where that's at. That one, I think I left there in Uber. But now my Coach wallet, I never lose that one.
Hey, shout out Coach.
Shout out to Coach.
They're the one.
Yeah, similar to that one.
Hey, sponsor the podcast. Coach. We're just going to get every fucking sponsor, bro.
That'd be sick. Who's like your guys' like dream sponsor?
I have one. I don't know if you guys have one.
America. Yeah, okay, sponsor. So whack ass sponsor.
Hey, you watch your mouth, boy.
I'd rather fucking shut down this thing.
Yeah. I think Hernan, yours is Ghost.
Yeah, mine is Ghost. I would love to get sponsored by them. Yeah, protein, but I really love their fucking energy drinks.
Okay.
Yeah, I know they're bad for me, but
bro, energy drink is bad for you except Prime and Taste Salud.
Hey, shout out Prime, Taste Salud.
Damn, that's crazy.
I honestly enjoy Taste Salud really much, just because like you could just put in a water bottle and you're good to go.
Yeah,
it just makes it easy. But yeah, that's like that one doesn't get you jittery. I've never tried a Ghost energy drink in my life.
You don't have to, because you got Prime and Taste Salud.
Yeah, I got them with deck. I just keep them with me.
Special edition.
I'm gonna try it.
It, bro. Yeah. I think they have the best tasting protein and the best tasting drinks.
Protein for sure. I've had Ghost protein. Fucking it's really good.
On, bro.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So that's my dream sponsor.
Ghost?
I mean, at this point, I think any sponsor I would take right now.
But you guys have been doing this for what? Like about almost a year?
Yeah, a year and a half right now. I think it'll be 2 years in next, like June, July.
Oh, really? Okay. But you guys have... I was watching the one when you guys were like together. When you guys met up for like...
Yeah.
Like you guys were all together.
That was our first time we ever did it in person.
The first time you guys met?
Nah. Imagine?
You're like, what the fuck? You really don't have legs?
Well, you got a lower half, bro?
Everyone's crippled.
You got a bunch of paraplegics?
You didn't know Miguel didn't have a foot?
Miguel, you've been talking about having a third leg this whole time. You were lying, huh?
Yeah.
Damn, that third leg was not real.
Damn. You catfished them?
The fucking catfished us, bro.
You guys ever got catfished?
Leg. Wait, what?
Oh, have you guys ever gone catfished?
That's a good question.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Was it a good way or a negative catfish?
Negative catfish. Major L, bro.
Linebacker
L? Massive L. What?
Linebacker L?
Shit. I think worse than that, bro.
Fuck.
Damn, what's worse than a linebacker?
You can't even fit her in the fucking Honda Civic, huh? She looks out of pocket.
He drives a Corolla, so he can't fit her in the Corolla, bro.
No.
That's how I knew one time I fucked up. The girl I took in the car, just one of those A's, bro. It was like, whatever. Yeah. I was swiping. I was like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
This girl gets in my car, bro. I used to drive a Nissan Sentra back in the day.
Yeah,
and, bro, car? She just didn't fit. And I was like, I pulled through, though. I handled business.
Hey.
No, mames. I had a Sentra, too.
Bro, hey. When it's 3 in the fucking morning on a Wednesday fucking day, you don't really have many options except that her.
A fuck is a fuck. That's
nah, she just look. Sucked it.
Oh, shit. Hey, a suck is a suck.
A sloppy toppy is sloppy toppy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, so when I say it, you guys give me shit, but when you guys say it, it's fine.
What? Fuck
what did we say?
What?
What have we said?
I say pussy's pussy, and you guys are like, no.
Wait,
no,
hey, pull out the receipts.
Bro.
Pull out the receipts.
All right, I will.
What are you talking about?
No, I
just want you to hit something.
Hit yourself on the head with a pole, bro. It's all good. Miguel, how does it feel?
Lay down the law.
Lay down the law, yeah. How does it feel like having two homies that like are engaged?
Ah, shit. No, okay.
He's going to get sad, huh?
Don't ask.
Fuck.
Don't
ask. And that was drinking, too.
Shit. That's a shot. Hey,
that's another shot.
That's another shot right there, bro.
Bro, we're about to go to the fucking library right now. This one's yours.
My fiance is the one gonna get all the lab dances though.
That's all good.
I'm just gonna watch.
You can watch both of us.
Hey yo, what?
I'm dead. Oh no, does that make me a cuck, bro?
You're good.
Yeah.
A cuck with women?
No,
it doesn't make you a cuck. No, I've never been to a strip club with a woman. Just not yet.
Sure. Not yet. Well, like that. Hey, there's always a first.
There is always a first.
Salud. Cheers. Compas.
I have to after that one, bro. He just
wild, man. Y'all wild.
He just said, you know, how does it feel having two friends that are engaged and, you know, been single for like 8 years, man. It's fucking wild. Like,
8 years?
8 years. It's almost eight.
I've been single for... Not bad.
He's like 8 days.
I haven't had a girlfriend for like 3 years, 2021. Yeah, I broke up with her when... Yeah, 2021. 2 years.
But you're by choice, Miguel. It was by...
by default.
He's by default.
I don't think so. Miguel's a good looking guy. He's got a nice beard. It connects.
That's
Miguel's
what I say, just bro. A little bitch.
Look, we hype up Miguel out there. So much.
How tall are you, Miguel? You look pretty tall.
I'm like 5'9", bro, on a good day.
That's fine. That's enough.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I'm 5'6", bro. Like, you beat me.
Short king, bro. Short king.
Tinder profile, you beat me. Your height beats me. You have more matches automatically just because of that.
If we let you take control of Miguel's Tinder profile, you think...
Let me take care of his Instagram instead. I don't use Tinder.
Miguel, do you approve? Are you okay with that?
So I could take over your Tinder and then we'll see how we do from there.
Like give it to him for like how much time?
For a week.
A day?
Just do a week.
Just all he needs is a day.
Oh, a day. That's it.
I don't 24 hours. Like, do you have like a DM you send them like a special one or anything like that?
Copy and paste.
I don't think Miguel ever sent a DM.
That's best crazy. One is hi.
I usually do just say hey, how's it going?
I just say hi, smiley face, but not the emoji, but. Two,
two colons and a parentheses.
Yeah, right now I'm like, she's probably gonna watch this. It's funny, but she does this.
I hope she does, bro. Hey, like, more viewers, please.
She's very supportive, so I like her. I like that about her. She's very cool.
Yeah.
I guess I haven't been single for like 2 years, but I guess now,
okay,
I might not be single next year.
You might got something going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. She's really smart. She's really good.
Shout out to her.
And it's funny because like it all only started because all right, so he is like, bro, how do you talk to women? And I was like what do you mean? He's like, how do you DM them? And I was like, honestly, bro, I don't really do that anymore. And I was like, all right, you know what? This girl caught my attention on Instagram. Fuck it. So all I did was like I just DM'd her hi with a smiley face, and that hi with a smiley face is turning into something that I didn't think was. It was just to prove a point.
Yeah,
she was just there to prove a point.
Sometimes, bro. That's crazy. It just fucking works out, dude. But. You don't know if it's gonna work out if you don't try. That's it, Miguel.
Are you like, bro, are you like actively looking for a girlfriend or nah?
I mean, yeah, no, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm not.
He's like, my boys are engaged, bro. I got to do something.
Because
yeah, like my goal for Miguel, like it's rare. Like it's we don't really get to see each other a lot, like in person.
You guys live far apart, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But when we do see each other in person, we try to do stuff. You know, like I told you when we hung out with Greg, that was the most fun that I think I've ever seen him. Have fun.
That's good.
We want more moments like that, man. But yeah. I want Miguel to like. I want him to want it. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whenever you guys are down here and like close to like the LA area or like down here, let me know and we'll go out. I'll take you guys out.
There you go, man. Jeez. Miguel,
yeah. Let's go.
I have a couple friends that like are in the nightlife pretty deep in. So
I'll like, be there next week.
Like today, if I'm fucking lit, like I'll probably just go out. Like
can't make it happen, bro. We're gonna go out in these fucking jerseys, bro.
See who gets the most pussy.
No, okay, no, no,
nope, no, no, we're not. No, no, we're not. We are not. No, we're not.
I do not consent.
No pussy. I'm kidding.
He's scouting. Nah, he's scouting like, for me, right? Nah, well, you're gonna scout me for. You're gonna scout for me.
Does your girl? Do you guys as a? Yeah, I can't want to keep saying girlfriend, but do you guys as fiancés say anything about like podcast? Like about what you guys say? Anything out of pocket?
My sister's fiancé doesn't watch.
Good.
She's unsupportive, but I kind of like that.
It's a like good thing.
Some out of pocket shit.
Mm-hmm. Like what type of out of pocket shit? She's not watching this right now. What? Tell me, you be cheating?
Oh fuck!
Hey, hey,
it's the twisted tea and the tequila, bro. It's making me a little warm.
Hey, open the Instagram DMs.
You sure you don't want to put that hoodie on?
Nah, that hoodie. I don't even know my Instagram DMs. It's cold outside.
It is cold.
I have no Instagram DMs.
Open the IG DMs real quick. Open them real quick. You already know.
Jeez.
Nothing but females in there, bro.
And let me just tell you this, bro. Moises has a coworker.
She's bad.
And all they do is talk. No, this is nothing. Nah. Oh, I don't know. I've never seen her in person, so. And Moises, I have a feeling this food doesn't really work at his job. All he does is talk.
Oh, my God.
All he does is fucking talk, bro.
That's cool. So what do you do for work, Moises, if you don't mind me asking? If you can say it. He's like, I don't know. I just talk.
Exactly. I don't know. To be honest, I just go sit on my desk and be on my computer.
What's like a cubicle job?
No, I work at a warehouse.
Oh,
God. But I'm in charge of dropping the work for the pick department.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So, like, as orders are coming in, I had to drop them.
That's
to
tight.
Different departments, different areas. But it's me and my partner. She runs the bin mod, which is like hand pickers, and then I run the machine picking.
The fucking people with the forklift?
Yeah, all the multis.
Mm-hmm.
And all that. But like a lot of it is like strategizing and whatnot. And then, but once we drop it, it's like, okay, well, like, let me just, you know, talk for like 15, 20 minutes. And then until I have to build my next wave, you know, because I have to build a wave every 30 minutes.
Oh, okay, okay.
15 is 20 minutes.
It's like fulfillment type of thing.
Yeah. So I'm literally just bringing orders all day.
That's a cool job.
It's fucking stressful.
Sounds chill.
Nah, bro. It took me 5 years to get this. It took me 5 years to get this position. Fuck that.
Let me have it. I'll trade you for the podcast.
Give it to him. Give it to him.
I'll trade you for my space on the podcast.
Hey, that's a good investment, bro.
Damn, bro. How are you going to let him go like that? You should have been like, nah, bro, don't leave us.
Nah, bro, take that shit.
Look at that. You see how much I fucking mean to him?
Bro,
look,
he fucking said leave.
Dude, I'm promoting you to a better podcast, bro.
Not better.
What do you mean?
You guys are cool.
I appreciate that,
bro. I like your guys' podcast. I was watching you guys' stuff for a little bit. I like the ones you guys do outside.
Oh,
I hope that maybe one day you and I can maybe take the drive up there because I know this fool doesn't like to drive.
Yeah.
Point at Miguel. and we film a podcast in person. It'd be fun.
I'm down, bro. Let's do it. If you're down, just let me know whenever.
I'll be down to go to the Central Valley, see what's up.
I'll drive you there.
How long does it take? A day? We could come back in a day.
Oh. I thought you said it was going to take you a day to get here.
We can make it happen, but just know that that's 8 hours of driving in one day.
So like a two-day thing.
Yeah, it could be like a two-day thing.
Yeah.
Just a weekend.
Or a weekend
thing. I can't. My weekends are not easy to
2 day thing. We'll make it work on a two day thing. And then on the same day we record the podcast, we go out, and then my boy wingsman Miguel.
I'll bring a girl. She can wingman you better. I can't wingman you that well,
bro, because
I might take the girl you're talking to accidentally.
I was gonna say my I wouldn't have these wingman just because I've been taking L's all day, all night. You bro, know,
accidentally, like Monica took Miguel's girls too.
Monica's your fiance, yeah, right? Fiance. Bro,
she did though. She did.
Oh yeah, one of the girls was a lesbian.
Uh huh.
And she tried to take my girl.
You socked her?
Tried to take my fiance, bro. Peach? Nah, I didn't sock her, bro.
Yeah, I would have.
I tried to have a threesome, but anyway.
Was she like a butch? Was she like a manly looking girl?
No, no. Or she wasn't. Nah. She was a. She was just a.
Because like, nah, man. She was
like, fuck, everything. No, bro. Like, I wish she wasn't a lesbian.
Oh, okay. I hate those. Like, yeah. Why, God? Like we're cool homies, but I'm just trying to fuck.
Yeah.
You know, like, the reason we became cool friends because I realized you're a lesbian.
But I mean, like, if you got the riz, you can make it happen, bro.
Nah.
Hey, I'm not saying it happens.
You can hit the Uno reverse card?
Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
The wild card?
I'm not saying it happens. You hit it the wild card. But it can happen, you know?
You hit it with the one time for the one time.
You know what's funny, though? My first titties I ever saw, eighth grade. Love that little boy.
Eighth grade?
Eighth grade.
Fuck, bro. I was 25, bro.
He's better than us, bro.
It's a different time, I guess. I don't know.
When you got it, you got it.
It was my homie and I. We saw titties together.
you gotta explain the story.
You want me to give you guys the story? Okay.
Damn.
So we used to take the bus home, like from like the school bus. Right. My homie and I used to hang outside the house all the time. He was my neighbor. Shout out to Ivan. Yeah, we sang outside all the time. I remember one day before, I think it was like the last week of eighth grade, we started talking about like trying to see some titties. Like we're just like, bro, we're 13, 14, we're trying to see some titties. Like, what's up? Before high school, you know?
Yeah.
And so we developed this plan. We're like, but we're going to go play Truth or Dare with this girl at the bus. And she lives like maybe a street away from us. We're like, bet. And then we keep playing Truth or Dare, Truth or Dare, Truth or Dare. And then we get to my house because my homie's my neighbor, right? We're like, Truth or Dare. And she's like, and she's feeling horny. I know we know that shit, you know? And so are we. Like, I'm pretty sure I had a boner from the fucking bus stop all the way to my house. And I'm walking and we're walking. I'm like fucking pulling my shit. Like, fuck, this shit feels weird. And we're like, Truth or Dare, like, Jair. And I was like, I dare you show your tits straight up.
And it happened
outside in the fucking daylight at 2:30 PM. And she's like, and then she has them down. And now we kind of forget that it's a game. And like, and then we're like just grabbing her titties. We're like,
what the fuck? Yo. This boy received more action.
And we're grabbing her titties and shit, and then like, it's just both. It's my homie and I. Like, we had a threesome.
Technically, but technicality, bro.
And the fucking, like, we got titties. Like, I was like, I went into my house. I was like smelling her sweat.
Didn't wash the hand for a week.
I didn't. And the fucked up funny part was that my dad was home.
Yeah.
He was in the living room. Where we touched her titties, it was the living room window. I walk in, bro. My dad looks at me, and I felt like he respected me a little more.
That's what's up, bro.
Like, he looked at me, because I remember exactly what he was watching, 12 Corazones on Telemundo, 52, because it was 2:30, and that's the time 12 Corazones went on. And my dad and I loved that show. We just loved the show because it was funny.
Shout out the host, though.
Bro, if I could, actually, let me find out her name. but he looks at me, he just gave me like a nod. He says, "What do I want to eat?" There was food at home, bro.
Damn.
He took me out to eat.
Nah, he knew he saw.
Like, I think he saw the titties.
He's like, "My little boy grew up." My little boy grew up, man.
Yeah, and I didn't watch
him.
He had experience firsthand.
He had a great story when his parents saw, and then Miguel had a complete opposite.
Damn.
What happened, Miguel?
Wait, what happened?
They caught you fucking.
What happened?
Nah, what happened? I don't know.
Boy, why does it not always say that?
I don't know. Hey, can you refresh my memory?
He swears that we haven't told him this story like five times already.
Exactly. Oh, I haven't heard it.
Bro, maybe I just want you to say it again.
Oh, really? You think so?
Nah. Repeat it to me. I don't know. I don't remember. I have short-term memory.
Look, bro. Long story short, bro. I got walked in on, bro. My first time.
You're fucking or you were checking up?
Oh, shit. No. About a lay pipe for the first time.
Oh,
damn.
How do they, like you're naked?
Oh, shit. My boy got cheeks out.
Her cheeks
it
are out?
It was dark.
Both cheeks.
It was dark. I mean, it wasn't dark. The light was, you know, I had LED strips, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the door didn't really lock too well. And then the next thing I hear, it was like 3 in the morning, bro. It wasn't even early, you know? I hear my mom open the door and I'm like, bro. I turn around and then she sees us and then she just closes the door and walks away, bro. And I'm like.
In that same room?
No. Different room.
You moved.
he couldn't stand being in that room anymore.
Bro, cheeks out. She saw and left. How old were you?
25, bro. That's right.
Hey, bro.
At that point, I think she was like, you know what?
My 20, son's a man. No, 23, 24.
I feel like, bro.
Did she tell you the next day what she's making chiquitas? She told my dad. She told my siblings, and then my siblings came and made fun of me afterwards, bro. Honestly, it was just a fucking.
Loki, that's a fucked up situation, bro. Like, I mean, like you're piping, but you still get made fun of for piping. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, Miguel's in a lose-lose situation, bro.
What were the bullying comments? Like, what were they look like?
Dude, I already remember, man.
What were they like? Your tits are bigger than your girls. What are they saying? It's because he said that before we started. I'm not throwing shit at him. He said his mom was gonna say that. Okay, I'm sorry.
He did say that.
He made that joke beforehand.
I'm
gonna edit that shit. So Caesar looks so fucking bad, bro.
Fuck it, I hate people. It doesn't matter. my viewers are gonna be like, yeah, that's him.
Sounds like him.
That's a regular.
So she just saw your butt cheeks as a grown man. Those peludos.
What's wrong with that? I got fuck.
You got hair on your butt.
Damn.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Have you seen his arms?
He's got the swamp ass, bro.
Hey, take a feel, bro. Take a feel.
What? I didn't have headphones. I was gonna put my face. We don't use headphones in my podcast. That's why in our podcast.
That's what. That's what his cheeks feel like.
Yep.
Damn.
It keeps me warm in winter.
In the winter, you know? Mine too.
In winters.
You ever had a girl shave them for you?
No, but you know, now that's a good idea. I'm gonna ask.
Straight up.
I'm gonna ask.
That's a power move.
But I think she likes my.
Like, yeah, bitch.
I think she likes my hairy butt.
Go ask her real quick. I want to find out, actually.
Open the door and ask her.
All right, now.
Go show her your phone and be like, hey, you like this?
Hey,
hey, is this acceptable?
Should I text real quick? I want to see.
All right, let's continue, but let me text real quick.
All right.
What was the first thing? Like, puberty? Was that the first thing that happened? Ass hair? Do you guys remember puberty? Like when it barely started, 13, 14?
It was like the armpit hair, honestly.
For real? I didn't have armpit hair for like till I was like
16. I don't have
16.
Armpit hair.
For real?
For real?
I don't.
For real?
You're not a real man.
You're an NPC.
Like, I have like
you're
no
fake,
hair.
Bro.
It's because you're tied it up.
We don't want to see your tattoos, bro. We want to see the hair.
Hernan's tatted up and look at him. He's all furry.
Yeah.
He's tatted up on the top, though, not the bottom.
I'm tatted up from the waist down, brother.
What is it? Angels fighting devils?
Exactly.
Angels fighting demons.
I sent the text, by the way, somewhere. I'm waiting on a response.
I don't have hair anywhere. Like, the only hair I have is this.
That's cool. I don't have hair here. Like, I really can't grow, like, facial hair.
That's because you got to do Blue Chew's three-step progress system of growing facial hair.
Yeah, I wish I could grow a beard like you guys. That'd be nice.
Can't. I just realized
we don't know, bro. A lot of people, I feel like us bearded bros get a lot of flack for all of us looking the same, apparently, because we have beards.
Just a little bit.
I think once you're ready to settle down, it'll start coming out, bro. Yeah. I really do.
She said the fuck.
Right now, it's...
By the way. She said the fuck.
Tell her it's a yes or no question.
All
right. Yeah, bro, it's a simple yes or no. Why did she gotta make it all
different? Do you like the fur on my butt?
Complicated. Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, no, but she's had Riz since like 13, 14 years old, bro.
Me?
So. Yeah.
Nah, I was actually a really shy kid. In high school, I was really shy.
You gotta play truth or dare.
Yeah, bro, fucking, when I leave you with that girl after I give you the fucking the handoff, just be like, hey, truth or dare. She's like, dare, show me your tits. Boom.
Damn, bro, I thought you were gonna start off something like, give me a kiss or some shit, but that works too.
I'd rather show my tits than give someone a kiss that I've never met.
Yeah, it's like, I'm never gonna see him again. Here you go.
Yeah, it's like, bloop. Yeah.
My boy legit almost lifted the shirt.
Versus I'm gonna kiss you, I could get COVID, you know?
I get
could
COVID, get I get fucking strep throat.
All right, she said yeah, guys.
She likes your hairy
She likes
butt.
My hairy ass. So.
Is it like really hairy? Can you show us?
I don't think it's super hairy.
Stand right there and
I think it's just like okay, look at my arm, but less. A lot less.
But less.
But it's like the butt. Like the
it's not like a fucking, it's not like a full coat of hair on my ass.
It's like the cheek, or is it like down here?
No, that's like the cheek.
Why do we have ass hair?
Why the fuck are we talking about my ass hair, bro?
Why do we have ass hair? True. Do women have ass hair? Do they shave it?
I think they do, bro. Bro, women have this. I'm not saying it's the same amount, but women grow hair like us, but they remove it.
I hate hairy women. Get that away from me.
Hey, everybody has a preference, bro. I don't really like hair on women either.
I don't really like hairy women.
Yeah, I don't like hairy women. It's I'm like him, bro.
I had a girlfriend, bro, and she would like shave her hands and like wax and everything every day.
Every Damn. Day?
She was toxic, but I loved her for that.
She took care of herself.
She did, yeah. Bro. She'd shave her like every day. It was never cripply. It was never like she wasn't a person that grew a lot of hair, like kind of like you, but it was like never. It was always soft.
It was smooth like butter every day.
Oh, I loved it. I miss it. I don't miss
her up right now.
You don't miss
her up right now.
Pull I
her
don't
up.
Miss her. I miss it.
I said, call her up right now.
The way we ended wasn't the best.
You saw the way he was stuttering, bro. Shit. That wasn't a good one.
It wasn't on my behalf. I ended up with her, but she didn't enjoy me breaking up with her. And yeah, she went to jail and shit.
Oh, shit.
Hey, when it's a toxic. Hey, toxic.
That one is true toxic,
so it makes sense.
Yeah, true toxic right there.
She has a rose tat right here.
Oh, no.
Leave her alone.
Not the Hernan rose has tat. A rose tat.
Hmm?
On my lower back.
Oh my god, Hernan has a rose tat. He's toxic.
Hernan has it right here on his finger.
You really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks similar to that. Oh, I'm not horny.
Damn.
Oh.
Toxic.
But it was toxic. Like
hey, chill.
Bro, you're the one serving me alcohol.
Does this excite you, my brother?
No.
Well.
Why would it excite me?
He said it did.
On her, not on you.
Oh, shit. Wait,
it was everything else.
So you don't have any tattoos, do you?
Myself?
Yeah.
No, it's just big ass one on my chest. It looks like it's a Chivas, but on my chest. No, I don't have any tattoos.
It's the same exact logo, jersey, but just right there.
No, I don't have any tattoos. I might get one soon, but that's about it. I wanted to get my dog's name because he died this year, right? You don't have to say, oh, it's okay. That fool died. He was old. But right above my knee, but his name was Aaron, like Aaron. Yeah. But I was like, bro, if I'm fucking some girl, I take out my pants. She's like, who the fuck is Aaron? And now we're both sad.
That makes sense.
And I'm like, oh, it's my dog that died.
It just,
and now
it
she's
just
like,
ruined the whole moment.
Yeah, she's all like fucking like naked. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to
talk or to. Or she thinks you're fucking a guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she wouldn't like, you know.
It can go both ways.
It's okay.
Yeah, either she gets sad or thinks I'm like, bi. I mean, either way, it's not
gotta,
bad. Yeah. I'm like, hey.
He's got to get a paw print.
Yeah, paw print.
A pop print would be kind of sick, but like hey. I want to do like a red tattoo or a blue tattoo, not a black one.
Ooh, red tattoos go hard.
Yeah.
They're hard to pull off, but they're hard. They go
I think
hard.
I could pull it off, like right above my knee, something, or even like maybe here. I don't know.
Hey, my boy's built. I'm seeing it in person. My boy got muscles, bro.
Muscles, nice hair, Riz. What don't you have, dude?
Bro, nice hair? We never talked about my hair.
Yeah, for real.
I'm just throwing it out there, bro.
He's a fucking Chivas fan.
Yeah, for real.
He's just like, he has really nice hair. Wow.
Bro, he's got the fade right here.
He's
going
like the eyebrows.
Down, bro.
The eyebrows are nice. Eyebrows.
Bro, don't be like that right now. I'm drunk and we're in your room. Lock the door.
Bro, and the Pikachu just boy, staring at you.
My boy
guys.
Caesar's gonna end up like Pikachu back there, bro.
End up like this.
Hey, no. Yo, what? You're gonna drain him that much? Hey, that's crazy, bro.
That's like that's probably dangerous, bro.
I wanted to. Are you a big? Did you watch a lot of TV when you were a kid?
Yeah, I guess it was always on. Like my dad was a big TV watcher for sure. Well, he is a big TV watcher. He's not dead. I was like, he was. Nah, he still be watching a fuckload of TV at his house. But like, what kind of TV?
As kids, we watched a lot of cartoons, a lot of like fucking Nickelodeon shows, a lot of Cartoon Network shows.
I grew up pretty poor, so I really didn't have like cable most of the time. So it was like PBS Kids.
Okay, I mean that's something.
Yeah,
that's something.
Yeah. So I watched that, but for the most part. After like 5 p.m., the shows got really boring, so I stopped watching it. But then I did get cable, like Ben 10.
Ben 10? Okay. Did you ever watch like the real life kind of shows like Zoe 101, Ned's Declassified, shit like that?
I was a little younger, so That's So Raven, Cory in the House were like two goated ones.
Yeah.
And then we just jumped straight to like iCarly and things like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Malcolm in the Middle. That's
Malcolm in the Middle.
That's my favorite show. Like, if anyone were to be like, who would you want to meet ever in your life? Like, Hal.
You want to meet him?
I want to meet Hal.
Okay, shit.
Yeah, that's like my. To me, that'd be like I'll be shaking in my boots. Anyone else I've met?
Have like, on the podcast one day.
Having a podcast would be crazy. That'd I would love that.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have like Malcolm. Like I'd rather have someone a little younger, just because
Frankie Muniz.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Oh, okay. This has nothing to do. I just want to mention it, but that fool actually like. He races cars.
A NASCAR driver or something like that.
I thought that was pretty crazy. So the reason I bring this up.
Mm-hmm. Take another shot.
Let's take another shot.
So somebody blacks out.
While I'm pulling this shot right here.
So I start crawling in his bed. Good.
Are you familiar with Ned's Declassified?
I am a little bit. I know he would like give, it was like he would give tips. Is that him? Yeah,
tips in like middle school.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm bringing this one up in particular, they actually have a podcast. That they started, So they bring up a lot of the guests they have is like the old, like the people in the show,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the actors. But recently they did an episode. Cheers, compas.
Look at that, half a shot from Hernan.
No, it ain't.
I think I beat your DJ homie.
No, he definitely beat him.
It is like a tall camp, but it's easy.
Yeah,
apparently
you
not.
Would think, right? Shout out DJ Greg, man, I love you. So that they have a podcast, they bring people over, and one of the recent episodes they got a little crazy, bro. Apparently, one of the actors, her name is Lindsay, and one of the actors, his name is Devin. Those are like one of the two main people, and then they have a third one called Cookie.
I heard she was fucking,
bro. Is that the one? So randomly, bro, nobody asked for this fucking information. She was talking about like, hey, Devin, do you remember the first blowjob I gave you? Yeah, bro, and apparently. They were doing shit in between like sets, bro. Like while on the show.
That's so wild.
She was giving him blowjobs in the bathroom, in the back of his car. And fucking Devin's like, bro, should we be talking about this? And everybody in the comments on other videos are like, bro, this is information that we didn't need. Why did you say this? Like, why did you say this? And then on another episode, I don't remember if it's on the same one, but it might have been a different one. She was talking about like how she went through half of the guys on the show.
I heard about that.
Before she got to Devin, the main guy.
She had to go through the fucking, before she got to the boss. Main,
yeah.
The whole gauntlet right there, bro. Yeah. That's crazy.
So they were fucking, bro. They were fucking wild on the set and shit.
Weren't they like 14, 13 kids? Weren't they like under 16?
She said that when she was giving him a blowjob in the back of his car, so I assume that maybe he's at least 16 or at least 18 if he has a license, if he has a car.
Damn.
But a lot of the comments were like, bro, you ruined my childhood by fucking talking about this. Like, why did you tell us this?
Why?
Like,
I'd go back and watch it.
Like, nobody asked me this fucking information, bro. So, like, I wanted to know, like, my girlfriend in particular, she said that she's a big fan, or she was a big fan of Pee Wee Herman. Like, mm-hmm. back when she was a kid, like, she really looked up to him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know who Pee Wee Herman is.
Not too well.
He did, like, a show called Pee Wee's Playhouse. He's like he's just like a fucking weird character.
He's like a quirky character.
Yeah, you can look it up. Pee Wee Herman. But she looked up to him when she was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently like later in when she got older, she found out
I've seen him. This guy.
Yeah, Pee Wee Herman.
I know who he is. Yeah, yeah.
So apparently that fool would do inappropriate things in public. That fool would touch himself in public places. So when she found that out, I was like, bro, you were I looked up to you as a kid.
Damn.
So like, do you, I don't know if you had like a particular show or if like if you had a moment where like you're ruined, you're like your childhood got ruined, bro, because of things that you found out later in life.
Nah, just like, you know, when you're like on the hub and you see like Marge sucking Homer's dick and shit like that kind of Kim Possible with Ron. I'm like,
that's true though.
I had to watch it though. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, what's up with their tits, you know? Yeah. But it kind of was like, damn, I shouldn't be doing this right now.
Yeah, bro.
But yeah, no, not like. If Zoe 101 said like I sucked all those fools' dicks, I'd watch it again.
I mean, she got pregnant too while on her show. That's why they canceled that shit, bro.
She was Zoe 102.
She was Zoe 102, bro.
Wait, stupid ass joke. Did anybody watch the get together when they
the movie?
Yeah, the new movie, the new one.
Yeah,
no,
I watched it.
You did?
They fucked.
Was it any good? Was it good? Or
I mean, it was whatever. I mean,
damn, I forgot about that.
It wasn't bad. I wouldn't say it was a bad movie. I wouldn't say it was a great movie.
Watchable.
It killed time, for sure.
Nostalgic. You
I think,
missed
I think it was mainly, the nostalgia effect. It was like, oh, okay, I remember all these people.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
It was cool. Sense. Hey, but she was my crush. I told Veronica, I'm like, Jamie Lynn Spears was my crush when I was a kid.
Your fiance really? Veronica?
Out of all the shows?
Not all of them, but I'm saying she was one of them.
Who's your top out of all the shows that you watched?
Selena Gomez is my number one.
Selena Gomez. Mm. Okay.
Susie Crabgrass, brother. Susie Crabgrass.
Ooh.
Zach and Cody, like London Tipton.
Oh, the Brenda Song?
London Tipton?
Brenda Song.
Hey, he's not wrong, though. He's not wrong. My bad. My fault.
That's So Raven, but now, not before.
Wait, That's So Raven, like Raven Simone?
Yeah, like
now. Raven Simone.
Like now? Like now. For real?
Yeah.
What?
Senora type.
Yo, that show has a lot of like crazy characters, like how they are now. What's that fool's name?
The other fool? Fuck, what's his name?
That fool's like a
crackhead.
He used to be a crackhead. Like a crackhead,
Orlando,
bro.
Orlando Brown.
Have you seen his interviews like on Vlad TV?
Yeah,
and shit?
He goes crazy. You know, that fool's like, crazy. Bro, we should have one like that right now. Just talking about fucking random shit.
They were talking about. I think they interviewed him about Tupac, about his murder, and they were like, "Oh shit! Like, what do you think about the situation with like the guy?" Admitting to shooting Tupac, and he's like, "That's Tupac. Like, how can Tupac shoot Tupac? He is Tupac.
What the fuck?"
And we're like, "What the fuck is he talking about, bro? Like, this fool is on something.
Bro, my man's off the bar.
Off the bars.
Legit, bro.
Some Xannies. No, I'm just playing. Don't do Xannies. Not bad. Good drug.
Hey, we don't condone. All we condone is drinking.
Don't do the bad drugs. Do the fun ones. You guys are ravers, right?
Yeah. No, hey, they are.
So fucking E. Acid, all that stuff.
I'm a clean raver.
You're a clean raver, just drinking.
He's lying.
I just drink usually.
I plead the fifth.
Huh? I have to babysit my boy over here, you know.
But you're the one that starts crying.
Damn.
Arm and Hammer is so beautiful.
That was like 10 years ago. Bro. What?
Yeah, he was telling me that you guys are ravers, big ravers. Oh, that's cool. I used to rave a lot too, but then.
What happened?
That shit I just wanted to do it once. Like, I went to all the festivals last year. Every festival you could think of in SoCal and EDC.
Yeah.
I went to last year. Like, I did every single one. Shoot. I spent way too much money last year, like, having fun, living my life, not gonna lie. Then this year I went to, like, Beyond's the one in March, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to that one, like, for the second time, and I was like, ah.
It's not the same.
It just wasn't the same vibe. So I just stopped going.
It's because you gotta go with the compas, bro.
Yeah, I gotta go with you guys. Maybe I'll buy one ticket for EDC. Just... Let's go. On Sunday. Yeah.
Look, we're trying to make a super group for this upcoming DDC. I don't know if Carlos and Jess are going, but we're trying to get them to go. We already told Greg.
Mario.
DJ Greg. Mm-hmm. We told him to go too. And we're telling Mario to go.
Mario from Vive con Huevos?
Vive con Huevos. Shout out Vive con Huevos.
I love you, pa. Yeah, I met Mario actually. The first time I ever ran into him was at Coachella.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, and then after that, I've never seen him ever again.
Damn. Mario, what the fuck are you doing, brother?
It's because he invites me over to his podcast, but like San Diego.
It's far.
One, it's a little far, and two, like, I just don't have the, like, I just can't make it in time, like, for when the time they record, but I want to set something up with them. It'd be fun.
Let's do it, man. I'm trying to, I think we should do, like, a big-ass party, just, like, everybody.
Like,
hit up a bar that's, like, willing to, like, sponsor the whole event, and just, like, have everybody come through.
Like a mixture?
Yeah.
Like a, okay.
So, like, everybody, shoot through.
Like, every podcast we invite has to invite one more podcast?
Exactly. Just make it a whole big event so that way it's worth it for the bar.
Just have it at
That'd be crazy because the reach would be crazy because like we know a lot of we know a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
And then they'll know more and then you guys will just bring like one more.
Maybe more, yeah.
And then they have, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, like it'll be worth it for them and then it'll be like promo. It'll be promo for the bar and shit. Yeah.
Promo for the bar, and then you get like way more people like, oh, you do this, like we have a podcast too. Come over here.
More connections. Cause I mean, like, bro, the reason you're here today is because of Yo Sabo, Carlos and Jess.
For real? Why?
Like they're the reason why we're having a big ass year. Like they probably don't know it, but they're a big reason why. Because of them, we met Mario from Viva Con Huevos. Mm-hmm. We met all the compas from Shader Brown. We met DJ Greg. Mm. If we didn't meet Viva Con Huevos, we would have never met DJ Greg. Oh. We met it through them. And then if we didn't know any of them, we would have never.
Yeah.
I would have, like, because like I'm not gonna be fake to you. I've seen a lot of your episodes a lot recently, but before I met Yosaba and everybody, we've only been doing this for like a year and a half. Uh-huh. But before then, we really didn't know like anybody.
Yeah, and I mean that's 100% okay. It's like when you go shopping for like bread, you don't know all the fucking bread all the bread brands. They're all good,
exactly.
But you just don't know them, and it's okay. Like I feel like in this space, a lot of people don't like saying, "Oh, I don't know who you are."
Yeah.
But I feel like if you say that, it makes it a little easier on people that are unsure. Mm-hmm. Just because you're like, oh, okay, like now we're on like a similar level. It's not throwing shade. It's more like there's certain content that I watch. It's not all of it.
Exactly.
Like for you, for instance, you guys, when you guys hit me up, I was like, oh shit, like okay, I fuck with you guys. Like it's cool. Like you guys have funny content. You guys have been a little bit quiet. You guys haven't really talked shit. I'm just saying, I was ready to like get some shit talked over here.
Miguel's the out of pocket guy, bro.
Yeah, Miguel, bro, tell me you fucking whip out your dick and put peanut butter on it or something. I don't know. Like, show me what's up.
You're over here roasting me, bro. I'm trying to roast you.
Yeah. But no, shout out to Jess, shout out to Carlos. Like they're really cool people, and it's crazy because it's like a net. Like once you meet one person, you meet a lot of people.
It's like a whole. I don't know the right word, but.
It's a whole umbrella.
It's an umbrella. It's a domino effect. You meet one person, you meet another, you meet another, you meet another, you meet another.
So like I mentioned, like they're the reasons why we're in the situation we're in right now.
Yeah, and that's like perfect.
And like we appreciate like the opportunities that we've had so far, bro. Like 100%. Like the fact that you came here, you like watched some of our shit, it's crazy, bro.
Yeah,
like, it's fucking dope, man.
I feel like that's just being like a genuine person. Like like we all come from one place. Regardless, you know, and it's just like, bro, why am I not gonna extend like if you're inviting me, like to me that is like an accomplishment for myself.
Yeah,
it's like someone like with their own podcast has realized, oh, I like this character, right? In a way, like I like this personality, like I want them to come in my show, and I'm thankful for that part because, like, you know, it's like what podcasters, it's sometimes a little difficult to like run a whole show with them.
Yeah.
So I'm really thankful to be here, and like I appreciate you guys, and like I fuck with your guys' work. I think it's funny. I think it's good. I would really like to like do one like just in person.
Yeah.
Cause like I feel like the dynamic would be even like harder.
Oh yeah.
100%. And like I said, I'm just grateful like that you guys invited me. Like, I mean, we've gotten invited to a show. Like anytime someone invites us, it's like, why not? Like unless you like live kind of far. Like I told you, I'm trying to do that with Viva Con Huevos.
Yeah.
But it's just a little far. But I'll do it. Like I'm trying to work my schedule. Maybe January.
Yeah,
head over there and like do it when I'm not working or something.
Like when it happens, you know.
Yeah, and it's cool. It's like really nice. Like, bro, like we've had big guests, bro. Like, and it just makes you like think, like, bro, I'm not bigger than this person. Why am I gonna even act like that?
Yeah,
you know. Like today we had Kevin. Like shout out to Kevin. He was a Logan. He is Logan Paul's photographer. And it's like, bro, like we're homies like that.
Yeah,
and he kind of showed like he has a different perspective in life and a different like understanding of what life really could be.
Yeah,
but like, bro, we're all friends. Like at the end of the day, it's just. Like if you're genuine, like people are gonna fuck with you regardless. Like, and that's why I fuck with you guys.
Yeah, that's like, the thing, bro. Like as long as you're a good person, you're genuine, bro. Like
we're all fucked up, huh? Good thing.
Bro, you guys have said bro and genuine in the past 5 minutes. Like,
I started hearing myself.
If we were taking shots for every time they said bro, Miguel and I would be fucked up.
You guys be fucked up. The fact that you guys are not taking shots though, bro, that's fucked up. Bro. In general.
That is ungenuine of you.
I'm gonna go get some twisted teas. I'm gonna shotgun them real quick.
Cool.
So I can catch up.
We can take a break.
Listen, all right, we're gonna take a break, guys. We'll be right back after these sponsors by Strip Clubs and Blue Chew. Sorry to interrupt everybody. We're actually gonna be ending episode one here. We recorded quite a lot with Caesar and we didn't want to cram everything into one episode, so we're gonna be splitting it into two parts, and part two is gonna be coming out next Sunday. It gets even crazier in part two, so you're gonna want to stay tuned for that. We hope everybody enjoyed part one. Make sure to go follow our YouTube. Make sure to follow our Instagram. Follow our TikTok. Follow all the socials. If you're listening to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, please give us a 5-star rating. It does help us a lot with getting more viewers. leave a comment, leave a 5-star rating, leave a comment saying we're the best podcast if you want to. You know, I'm not saying it if you guys want to. And once again, I want to thank Caesar for coming through. We had an amazing time recording with him. And make sure to stay tuned for part two. I'm telling you, it's going to be a crazy one. We hope everybody has an amazing rest of your day, whether it's daytime, whether it's nighttime. If you're listening to us in your car, phone, stereo, DVD player, fucking calculator, whatever it is, we hope everybody has an amazing day. And we'll see you for part two. Salud.